A guest call in. We're going to do the JustAskTy.net segment in the next segment because we have a very special guest with us today. Let me grab my notes here. Very special guest with us today. Her name is Tricia Pridemore. She's years of service in the local Republican Party. Served as co-chair of the Governor Nathan Deal's inaugural. She served in the House District 37 as the chairperson, and she is running for chair of the Georgia State Republican Party. Tricia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
My pleasure. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Georgia for just over 15 years. Been active in Republican grassroots politics. I did a lot of fundraising for candidates. Graduate from Kennesaw State University, where I was president of the College Republicans. Owned a software company for several years that I had started out of the guest room of my home.
Wow.
It grew over a period of 9 years, and I was blessed, as well as my husband and our partner, to be able to sell it and move on from that, from the company that bought it from us in 2006. So I've got a technology and a marketing background, and have a passion for small business and entrepreneurs.
Mm. Awesome, great. Awesome. Now, this week we had the State of the Union address. I'm curious. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, my first confession is I didn't actually watch the State of the Union live. I went to a Tea Party meeting instead.
Well, you know, that's complete. You know, that's better use of your time anyway. I did watch it, and I can tell you made the right choice. Well, let's go back to the chair of the Georgia State Republican Party. How is the party funded?
Well, the party is funded through private donors that want to be able to help further the conservative cause and the Republican principles and ideals of the party. The party has had some room for improvement of late when it comes to fundraising, and that's one of the things that I want to work very closely with the business community, both large Atlanta-based and Georgia-based corporations, as well as throughout the small to medium-sized businesses to help the Georgia Republican Party grow.
All right. Now, a question here. Governor Deal, he's obviously a strong conservative. He fought a hard race. He's hit the ground running, and I'm proud of how quickly he's gotten after a few things. But he's still got some lingering questions when it comes to some business dealings and ethical issues. Do you think that'll handicap him in his effectiveness going forward as governor?
Well, I very much appreciate Governor Deal. He is my candidate that I supported during the last election cycle. I was a statewide grassroots coordinator. But I would tell you that, for the most part, Georgians are, they understand that Governor Deal is going to lead from the heart, and he's going to lead from his conservative principles. They've looked at some of the bold things that he has done just in his first few weeks of office, whether that is coming out strongly in terms of cutting the size of state government.
Good for him.
Yeah, all the way into, you know, his commitment to preserving hope and preserving and actually improving public education in Georgia. So what I hear as I'm traveling around on the campaign trail, people are really positive about him, and it's refreshing.
And no question. And just so you know, I'm a supporter as well. I'm very much in favor of how quickly, again, as I said, he hit the ground running. He's going for smaller government. He's reforming the Hope Scholarship. And, you know, that's a tough thing to do, but something that needs to be done. So I applaud him there. And I hope he continues to be very, very effective. Now, today we're talking to Tricia Pridemore. She is running for chair of the Georgia State Republican Party. Tell me this. If somebody wants to find out more about you or help you in fundraising as you run for that position, how would they do that?
Well, thanks so much for offering, Ty. They can go on to TriciaForChair.com, which is TriciaForChair.com, or they can also check out our new site, GAGOPConvention.info, and that tells people how they can get involved in the process, how they can help us sustain and grow this conservative majority that we're working on here in Georgia.
And that's enormous. One last question before you go. I'd love to know this. The old guard of the Republican Party and the Tea Party Patriots, they're together on a lot of issues, but not all issues. As the chair of the Georgia State Republican Party, what can you do to kind of unify the conservative cause?
Well, there's independent Tea Party groups, Tea Party Patriots, State of Georgia Tea Party. There's a lot of Tea Parties and 9/12 organizations. And what we did this last election cycle was we worked together for a common goal. And that common goal was to elect conservatives all across the state and pick up a congressional seat. What I would like to see us do in the future, though, is stop the infighting. Get over and heal past wounds and work together to be able to make sure that 2012, Georgia votes for a Republican president. 2012 is about maintaining all of our congressional seats, picking up some additional seats in the State House and State Senate, as well as setting us up for 2014. So I think there's a lot of work that we can do, but we're going to have to do it if we work together.
All right, Tricia, we're talking to Tricia Pridemore. She is running for chair of the Georgia State Republican Party. Tricia, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tricia. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care. All right, we're coming.